Eau Claire election specialist Cheryl Bruner says she'll need an extra 20 poll workers to check IDs for regular elections and 40 more for the presidential. All told, Bruner expects that to bump up costs by $2,400 to $4,800 per cycle. But Bruner says despite the cost, having the extra help should make for a smooth learning process.
The first election is definitely going to be a little challenging for them, but once they get used to looking at the IDs, and if you have just one person in charge of that, and that's all they have to focus on, I think it'll be fine.
This summer, the city of Madison held a mock election to educate election officials on the new photo ID requirements. City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bale says they'll need twice as many workers at each polling place.
For a small election, we could have 5 election officials there, but now with the changes that we have in place, the minimum is going to be 10 election officials.
Witzel-Bale says her office has requested an additional $350,000 as well. Dan Thompson heads the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. He says there are no firm statewide numbers about how many extra poll workers may be needed with the new law, but it is being discussed.
There is some nervousness among municipal officials about how time-consuming and difficult it is going to be to administer the new photo ID law. The truth is we just don't know yet.
Thompson isn't worried about any mass confusion among voters with the new photo ID law, but says casting a ballot probably will take longer. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.